The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
Now what have I done to deserve such royal treatment?
Tommy would want you to be left alone.
Seth, why did you follow what Mr. Arkell wants?
You wouldn't understand.
What do you think of my party? I invited a couple hundred of my closest friends.
Whatever you think happened here, it's got nothing to do with Roberts.
Then why is Roberts sitting at the bar waxing poetic about how he remembers killing people?
Mom, you made him do it!
What are you talking about?
He was trying to kill someone.
Is it bad?
Yeah, he's in a coma.
Wow. I'm sorry.
There's somebody new on the way. His name's Dugan. He's family, but, kind of a loose cannon.
I know you got some problems going on here. The family thought you could use some help, so I volunteered. I'm going to take some time, get to know the Kingery, see who works where, and who's on our side.
I know who's on our side.
Shh. No, you don't. Because if you did, there wouldn't be a problem.
Damn it, what is it now? Shit. Get off me, bitch.
Oh! Shh. I'm getting a drink.
What the fuck? What?
Mr. Marl, I presume?
Yeah, what the fuck do you want?
Oh my, no, Mr. Marl. That attitude will not serve you well.
Maybe you can tell me who the fuck you are.
I am Mr. Felix Dugan. You can call me Fix. You will know me from now on as Mr. Tommy Arkell's personal fucking assistant, and you will treat me with a fucking proper respect, see?
Shit.
There you go. I knew there was some sense in you, boy. Now, you are carrying a large debt against Mr. Arkell. I've decided that the debt is unseemly.
You mean Mr. Arkell thought so, right?
No, I thought so.
I thought you were his assistant.
Okay, time for you to shut the fuck up. Now I need that money, and I need it right now.
I talked to Mr. Arkell. He said I'd have another 2 weeks to pay.
Well, the clock ran a bit short for you this month, my friend.
I don't have it.
Marl? What's going on?
Stay out of this, Jin.
That's the wrong fucking answer, Marl. Marl. Fucking unfortunate name you got there. Well, Marl, I think there's something a little bit wrong with your nose.
There's nothing wrong with my...
Marl! Oh my god, you broke his...
Fuck!
Face!
You broke my fucking nose!
Marl, Marl, don't get hysterical on me. Marl, focus. Shut up. Now. I didn't break nothing, see? I fix it for you. That's what I do. The money, Marl, tomorrow. Did you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Attaboy. Now, Jen, you take care of him now.
Asshole.
I'm wounded you would think of me in this way, Jen. I'm sure we can be friends. In time. Good day now.
Go ahead. Have fun. Drink. Be merry.
What's your problem?
Me. I'm the problem. I'm a drunk, a liar, a killer, a murderer.
Shh. Hey, come on. Sounds like you've had a bit too much of heaven over at Shenanigans.
What? No, that's not it. This is real. This happened.
I know how it seems right now, but really, it'll wear off. I don't know what's in those powders, but one time, I had this weird hallucination about a decompressing airlock, and the only way to survive was to be bit by a vampire.
What?
What I'm saying is, you'll be okay. You know, whatever happens in the Kingery stays in the Kingery, right?
I see their faces. Some of them are begging, pleading. Sometimes they try to look strong, but they're not. They're lying too. And then the gun is there. It's right there. In my hand, then I...
I hope you sleep it off. It's too bad. You're pretty cute. Bye, hon.
I need to get out. Go away. Get some perspective. But how do you run away from yourself?
You know, even though I stopped respecting you, I didn't stop caring about what happened to you. I think you mean well. I think you're a good man at heart, and you try. But then something just grabs hold of you. I don't know what it is. But it's not godly. Maybe some good will come of this. Maybe you'll finally see what your choices have brought, reaping what you sow. That's what you'd probably say right now. But everything that's been happening at the Kingery, I'm starting to really worry. Like about Proc. Mr. Arkell said he just left, but I saw Tithia. I saw her face. I think he's... I hope you wake up soon. I guess I kind of miss having you around.
I'm not interrupting, am I?
No. He's sleeping, I guess.
Sleeping. Yeah, that's a lot better than we found him. He was lying in a puddle of his own vomit.
Ugh. I didn't realize he was that far gone.
Mr. Shepherd is quite a man, I understand. He likes to take things to extremes. I'm not surprised. I'm Detective Gray.
Ah, Regina. Nice to meet you. I suppose you have a lot of questions for Adam once he wakes up.
A few. That's usually the case when we find a guy unconscious with a dead hooker.
I...
Didn't realize he was that far gone. Right.
Adam is a good man. He doesn't always do good things, but he is a good man.
Well, I'd hate to see what your definition of a bad man is, then.
Oh, it's complicated.
Life at the Kingery sure seems to be. You seem kind of shaken. You okay? Were you friends? Lovers?
No. I mean, yeah, yes, we were friends. Friends, that's all.
Why were you friends with him?
That's a strange question.
Not really. You work for Mr. Arkell. It's kind of strange you'd be best friends with a preacher man.
Not best friends. I tried to help Adam. He had his highs and he had his lows. I tried to keep him on the right path.
If he had such a hard time staying on the path, why were you so sure it was the right one?
It's what he wanted. He tried, you know. Tried.
Not that hard by the looks of it.
Oh, God. You don't have to be so rude. He can hear us, you know.
If he can, maybe he'll wake up and start defending himself. You know, it might be a good idea to talk to you, too. I'm sure you see a lot of things running that restaurant of yours.
It depends. It's mostly hospitality and food. I'm just there to make sure people stay happy.
And I'm here to make sure people stay alive. Here, take my card. Give me a call if you ever want to talk about the other good men you know around here.
Thank you.
Hey, Julie!
Aw, not you too, Asa.
Huh?
You're not going to stop me.
Who said I'd do a thing like that? I just want to see off, is all.
Sorry. It's just... everybody thinks I'm doing something wrong.
Now that ain't true, neither.
It's just... I feel like nobody understands.
Sure they do. Everybody knows you've been through some rough times. It's only natural you want to get away.
I need to get out. Do something totally different with my life.
You're young. Of course you want to get out. It's only natural. I've been out of time or two myself.
Have you ever been off planet?
Yeah, sure I have. I had to get here somehow, didn't I?
Huh. I guess so. I always figured you were born here.
Nah. I did a lot of adventure in my younger years. I'd just catch a ride on a freighter or a research ship and see where it took me. But I never found a friendlier place.
Wow! If you've never found a friendlier place than the Kingery, then you've been to some really unfriendly places.
That there's a fact, idiot.
I'm hoping to go somewhere friendlier. Maybe visit some family.
That'd do you good, I think.
It's just... I don't know how to feel right now. About Jawbone.
He ain't never gonna trouble you no more.
Oh, I know that. But... I don't know. I've spent so much time just making sure I don't know what's going on. I guess I don't know how to feel when I do. I guess that doesn't even matter anymore.
That's all right. You've been doing everything right. Even cleared this with the boss. I know.
Do you know everything that goes on around here?
Of course I do. But don't tell nobody. I like to keep a low profile.
Your secret is safe with me.
Boss had to pull a lot of strings for you. He cares about you. Thinks you're special. Heck, everybody does.
Well, I told him I was grateful.
The Kingery, it's in your blood now. It's your home, and we're family. Can't say I won't miss you, though.
Aw, thanks. I'll miss you, too. I better go. I'm catching a ride on a cargo ship, and it's leaving in 20 minutes. Bye.
See ya, kiddo. Take care.
Come in.
Hux.
Debbie! Oh, I'm really glad you're here.
What? No, you're not.
I've been thinking a lot lately. About Proc.
Stop. You want to get us killed?
Huh?
I've seen you walking around this place. You look like a fucking zombie.
I'm not sleeping well. I'm barely eating. Debbie, I'm so darn...
It shows, Hooks. It shows. That puts all of us in danger. Do you get that?
What?
If Tithia's walking around sobbing, it shows too. That's why you're not seeing her do that either. I don't want some cop getting interested. Get a grip. Take these if you can't sleep.
Oh, maybe I should go get some rest. If I can just figure out which of these work orders are really urgent.
Hey, Wrench, how you doing?
What do you want? I don't have any money.
Yeah, the gun does sort of convey that impression, don't it? Nah, I ain't robbing you. I came to say hello. I'm Felix. Call me Fix.
It's nice to meet you, Felix.
Fix.
Right, yes, Fix. I'm Hooks. And what can I do for you?
Like I said, just saying hi. You do the maintenance work around here?
Well, yes, I do. Just me.
What? You gotta have a staff, a place as big as this.
Of course. I do have two employees. Well, I did. Proc just... Well, he's gone. And Julie doesn't work here anymore.
Huh? A place as big as this? You can't afford to have people just going on vacation. Gotta have coverage. That's not good management.
She's not on vacation. Julie went to the boss and he... Well, he let her out of her agreement and...
Let her out? The boss did this, huh? Tommy boy?
Yeah, but it was understandable. I mean, Julie's been through a lot.
Uh-huh. Look, I'm gonna make this better. That's why people call me Fix. You get it? Fix.
Yes, I get it.
Good man, good man. Now, in the meantime, go hire yourself some help, okay? Get at least one person for now.
No, I should probably clear that with the boss, just to...
You don't need to clear nothing. I'm his close personal friend.
Ah, yes, right, Mr. Fix, sir. I'll get right on that.
Good. See? You're better off than when I first came in here. It's what I do. See you later, Wrench.
See ya, Fix.
Oh, and by the way, there's a leak in my bathroom. I noticed it while taking a leak.
But there's some more urgent repairs.
Ah, come on, Hooks. You scratch my back, I scratch yours, right?
Yes, Fix. I'll be right over to repair it.
Attaboy. See you in a couple of minutes.
As if I didn't have enough going on. Now what? Hello?
It's me.
Oh, hi, boss.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to let you know that you may have a visitor.
His name wouldn't be Fix, would it?
That's him. Just agree with what he says and don't cross him, okay?
Yes. Yes, sir, boss. He told me to hire some help.
I don't think you needed someone to tell you that, did you?
No. Boss?
Good man.
Okay, hire some help. Got it. And then a nap.
How can I live with myself? I thought all I needed was to remember who I was. Now I'm sorry that ever happened.
Hey, buddy, come on.
What?
You're scaring off the patrons.
Let them look. See what I am. A broken person. I can't even say what I am.
Is there somebody I can call for you or something?
I have no friends.
Not true.
Oh, Regina.
Hey.
Look, I don't know if I want to be talking with you.
It's okay. I'm sorry about before. We can just talk. Come back to my place?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. You're through for now, buddy. Time to go sleep it off.
Gee, thanks for making my decision for me. I'm not a fucking child, you know.
That's enough. Come on. Let's just get going.
Bye.
Ahem. Ahem.
Robert?
What? Oh, you probably want money.
That is pretty standard.
Put it on my tab.
You don't have a tab.
Oh.
Just put it on mine. Come on.
All right. And thank you.
I'm probably going to regret that. How long were you there?
I don't know. What day is it?
Okay. So you were there for a while. Got it.
Where are we going?
My place. We're almost there.
You live close.
Of course I do. I live right near the restaurant.
Oh. Okay.
Sit down. I'm gonna make some coffee. Okay?
I don't know. I guess. I'm hungry.
Ah. All right. I'll make you a sandwich, too. Sound good?
Okay. Why don't you just get food from the restaurant?
Sometimes it's nice to just put something together for yourself, you know.
Oh, I don't know. Wait. I do. I used to make something. Bread. I used to make bread, I remember. It was my grandmother's recipe. I'm not even sure I remember the whole thing. Huh. It doesn't matter.
What? Of course it matters. It's part of you. Part of who you are. I think it's good you're remembering. It's really good.
Well, I remember a lot of horrible other things, too. I remember people begging for their lives. I remember putting bullets into people's heads. I remember their faces. I remember what it felt like to feel detached from the whole experience. I just did what was needed.
Here's your coffee. Black okay?
Yeah, I think. It's good. Thank you.
Excellent. I'm going to get you that sandwich, all right? Maybe I'll make one for me, too. I just got back from the hospital.
Why were you there?
I was visiting Adam.
Adam Shepherd?
Yes. He's in a coma.
Wow. Still so fucking pissed at him. But
there was a cop there, too. Madeline. She was waiting to see if he'd wake up. She wants to know what happened.
That makes two of us.
I know you want answers. It's hard when you don't know what happened, huh?
I don't know what I want to know. I can barely remember who I used to be. All I can remember is pieces of what I used to do, who I was, and I don't like it.
It's not too late, you know. To do something different.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's how I should look at this. It's a blessing in disguise. No one knows who I was. Maybe I can be safe. I don't have to go back. I don't have to do those horrible things. I wish I could forget again.
Maybe you haven't always done what's right. I still think you're a good person.
What good is being a good person if all you do is bad things?
Here. Eat.
Thank you.
I don't think that all you do is bad things.
You're not doing bad things now.
Maybe I will. You don't know. I'm dangerous. A murderer. How can you stand to be around me?
I look for the good in people. That's all.
And I bet you're disappointed a lot.
You have no idea. Look, you were just doing your job. Those were your orders.
That's not an excuse. I don't think anyone could even pretend that it was.
Maybe it's just because I'm so used to the Kingery. I don't know. People here, they don't always do what's right. But that does not make you a bad person.
Doesn't it?
No. Sometimes people get themselves into these situations where there's nothing but bad choices. All you can do is the best that you can.
But what's the best I can do? Stay alive?
Sometimes. Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's the truth.
It's still terrible.
Maybe it is.
Look, Regina, if you had the opportunity to make things right, to better yourself, to better the world around you, wouldn't you take that chance?
I don't know.
On the next, The Kingery.
Raul, you can't afford not to have Behold Vinny in your line of business.
Oh, you think I know that? But the cops swarm all over the port these days. They've confiscated the last 4 shipments of Behold.
You arrange a nice bouquet for me to give to my girl, and I'll bring some over to the boutique tonight myself.
I'm going to confiscate the entire crate and its contents. Oh, and you're coming along too. Just so I don't have to have someone come fetch you from Seoul.
You can't arrest me for nothing.
You've come some distance to see me. The least I can do is hear you out. Yes?
You know who I am, so you know who I work for. I can help you.
I've just put one of your thugs in my jail. His name is Lee. He works for you at Seoul. And he was smuggling in Behold.
You do get wound up about the strangest things. Who cares about a little Behold?
Sometimes. It felt like I hated him. He drove me crazy. And he never could talk right.
That ain't no reason to hate a person. I hope.
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth. As it is in heaven.
The Kingery, Season 2, Episode 2, Self-Made Men. Featuring the voice talents of Colin Kelly as Marl, Megan Presley as Jen, Mark Zarakor as Fix, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Kim Giannopoulos as The Woman, Jane Parrish as Regina, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, Heather Frizzell as Julie, Perry Whittle as Hooks, Lexi Rawl as Devi, Pete Mylan is Tommy Arkell, and Seth Adamshire is the bartender. Written by Susan Bridges. Story by Jeffrey Bridges, with Neil Bailey, Susan Bridges, Pete Mylan, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Scherer. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by James Tyler. Assistant director Perry Whittle. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2008 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2008 Pendant Productions. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.